Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, the Barracuda didn't make it easy on themselves down the final stretch. At one point, they had a 4-1 lead. The Firebirds would cut it down to one, but an empty netter would seal the victory off the stick of Jacob Peterson. With the win, San Jose snaps a two-game skid. They pick up valuable points in the Pacific Division. They are now 5-8-4 on the season, up to 14 points, 4 points behind Coachella Valley, who is 9-7-0 on the year. And the Firebirds have dropped four straight here at home. They are 2-6-0 at home. The Barracuda have won back-to-back on the road. They are 2-2-1 on visiting ice this season. In the first period, Coachella Valley outshot the Barracuda by a count of 11-7, and on their first power play of the game, they'd wait just 22 seconds into it to open up the scoring. Devin Shore, second of the year from Shane Wright and Riker Evans, would get things started, and the Firebirds would hold on to that lead going into the intermission. So the Barracuda would be behind after one and go into the second looking for the equalizer. It would take all the way until the 9:56 mark of the second period for the Barracuda to go on to their first power play, and they would wait just 18 seconds into it to tie the score. Daniil Gusha would make it goals in back-to-back games, his sixth of the year, which ties for the team lead. He's now up to a team-high 15 points on the year, and Leon Gavanke and Thomas Bortolo would assist. And for Gavanke, it was the first point of what would turn out to be a big three-point night for him. Here was the shot in the goal from Daniil Gusha. Half wall for Gusha. Gusha loads up. That's fought off by Drieger. Puck ramps up into the air. Recovered by Bortolo. Hurried Gavanke. Back for Gusha. Shoot, scores! Daniil Gusha wires one past Chris Drieger. And we are tied at 1-1. It's the 15th point of the season for the second year forward, Daniil Gusha. And he's up to six goals on the year, which ties for the team lead along with Justin Bailey, who's up in the NHL. Daniil Gusha with a frozen rope. It beats Chris Drieger, and it tied the score at 10:15 of period number two. The Firebirds would really fall into some penalty trouble in the late stages of the second period. Three straight minors. First called at 15:43 for tripping against the defenseman Olofsson. And then Hayden was called for hooking at 17:31. And then Pettman called for tripping at 18:53. And while on a 5-on-3 power play late in the second at 19:20, Thomas Bortolo would sling one in on net. And it was tipped through the 5-hole of Drieger by Nathan Todd. Todd's second of the year and his first in his last 11. Back for Gusha. Works in. Trying to seam a pass. Gets to it. His own puck, and he shoveled it over the net. That was partially blocked in front. Now Gavanke. Back for Bortolo. 1-1 score. Barracuda on a 5-on-3. Bortolo to the top of the umbrella. Wrist shot. They score! It makes its way through the 5-hole of Drieger, who thinks it was a high touch. They're going to talk this over. They had a brief discussion, but it was deemed a good goal, and the Barracuda had their first lead of the game late in that second period. A power play goal during a 5-on-3 power play. That second of the two minors would carry over into the third, and in the third, just 19 seconds into the final frame, Leon Gavanke would fire one from the midpoint and beat Drieger to give the Barracuda a 3-1 lead at the time. For Gavanke, it snapped a 9-game goalless drought as he picked up his third point of the game to extend San Jose's lead to 2. Fielded off by Castles, laid to the point. 38 seconds remaining on the advantage. Back to the top of the umbrella. Gavanke, he scores! A missile from well out beats Drieger, and the Barracuda have a season-high 3 power play goals he's got his third point.
Leon Kavaki, his third point of the game, his first three-point game as a member of the Barracuda, and that will turn out to be a big one, obviously noting Coachella Valley's comeback later in the period. Barracuda would get more insurance, though, at 5:59. Scott Sabourin would receive a pass from Jacob Peterson coming down the middle of the ice, and Sabourin would snap it through the 5-hole of Drieger to give the Barracuda 4-1 lead. Now Peterson for the Cuda. Down the near left wing. Up and over the line. Spots a trailing man on target. Sabourin! He scores! Drieger lost sight of it. It changed direction, and it pinballed its way through his legs. For Sabourin, his second of the season, his second in his last five games, and the Barracuda got their fourth goal of the hockey game and would take a 4-1 lead. Things would get interesting in the late stages of the third. Barracuda, I think, felt like they had a comfortable lead, but it would slip out of their grasp quickly. A delayed penalty against San Jose, extra attacker on, and Logan Morrison would poke one past the goal line to make it 4-2 with 13:32. And then at 17:31, on the power play, with their net empty, Shane Wright would pick up his eighth of the year from Devin Shore and Max McCormick to make it a 4-3 Barracuda lead. So Coachella Valley would again pull its goaltender, Chris Drieger, and with the net empty, the Barracuda would elude what would have been a disastrous collapse, because at 19:22, Jacob Peterson from his own end zone would fire one the length of the ice right down the middle. He'd give the Barracuda a 5-3 lead. Peterson's third in his last four games, second in as many games for the Barracuda. He's up to 4 on the year, unassisted goal, and the Barracuda seal the 5-3 win. Again, the winning goaltender at Tuomas Iniemi. He's now 1-2 on the year. He was 0-2 coming into the game. Chris Drieger, his first loss against the Barracuda, is 4-1 lifetime. Drieger's record now on the season falls to 6-5. And the Barracuda against the Firebirds, one win, one regulation loss, and one overtime loss through three contests. Barracuda back on the ice on Friday as they make their way to Tucson to take on the Tucson Roadrunners. That is a 7 o'clock puck drop. Sharks are in action. They are in New Jersey, so we will not be on the audio network. You can find us on the other stream by toggling into the Barracuda portion of the SAP Center app and clicking listen, or finding us at sjbarracuda.com/listen. And, of course, you can watch on ahltv.com. Let's go over our three stars tonight. Number three star for the Barracuda, Jacob Peterson. He finishes with a goal, an assist, a +2 rating, and 2 shots on net. He is the number three star. Number two star, Leon Gavanke. His best game as a member of the Barracuda, finished with a goal and 2 assists. Gavanke with the 3 points. He is the number two star. Gavanke also had a +1 rating, had just the 1 shot in 4 penalty minutes. And the number one star is Nathan Todd. Todd picks up a goal and an assist, snaps an 11-game goalless drought. Todd, a great game, starting to trend in the right direction, but he gets rewarded, and he is the number one star. A couple of honorable mentions for the Barracuda. Thomas Bortolo finished with 2 more assists. He was outstanding tonight. And Etu Makaniemi, despite giving up those late goals, he was outstanding as well, and a well-deserved victory. He makes 31 saves en route to the win. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 7,637 sod here at Acrisure Arena. Barracuda do not come back here again until February. That'll be the next time these two teams meet up on February 15th. Cuda back on the ice on Friday against Tucson in Tucson. Meanwhile, the Firebirds hit the road for a road and home against Ontario beginning on Friday as well. Barracuda just 4 points behind the Firebirds for the 7th spot in the Pacific Division. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage here in the desert. The Barracuda hold on for a 5-3 win against Coachella Valley, their first win in franchise history in 11 attempts. They are now 1-6-2-2 lifetime, 1-1-1-2 inside of this building all time in 5 games. Good way to start the roadie. Barracuda will continue the road trip again on Friday in Tucson. Until Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for listening and watching, and saying so long and good night from Acrisure Arena here in Palm Desert as the Barracuda hold on for the 5-3 victory. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
turn my heart away.